In this tutorial, we will review the information and functions available at the Patient's Insurance Information screen. At the Patient's Insurance Information screen, you can add or edit the patient's specific insurance criteria. The first field in the top left corner is the number that is assigned to the insurance company in the insurance company master file. You can click on the link to view the entire list of insurance companies found in the master file. The next field stands for assigned benefits. This field will authorize the payment of medical benefits to the insurance provider. This flag controls the release of statements as well. If set to yes, it will request that any payments be sent directly to your office rather. If set to yes, it will request that any payments be sent directly to your office rather than the insurance sending the payments to the patient. The accept assignment flag indicates whether your office participates with the insurance company. A capital Y indicates that all the providers in the participate with the insurance. A lowercase y suggests that some of the providers have an agreement. And setting this field to no will indicate that your office does not participate with this insurance. The Medigap flag can be set to yes if the insurance is secondary to a Medicare plan and it is a Medigap company. The claim forwarding flag can only be changed to yes if it is set to yes in the insurance company's master file. Claim forwarding is for insurance companies that are secondary to Medicare, and Medicare agrees to forward the claims to them automatically. Claim forwarding is for insurance companies that are secondary to Medicare, and Medicare agrees to forward the claims to them automatically. If this field was changed at the patient level, and you post payments via AutoPost, Medit will use the claim forwarding settings from the remittance file. Claims submitted to Medicare as the secondary insurance can occur. When a patient is still of working age, but has Medicare benefits for several reasons, such as a disability. Setting the Medicare secondary payer flag to yes will indicate that Medicare is secondary to this insurance. The contact fields will populate with the name and phone number of the insurance company representative. This information will default in from the insurance company master file. If your office has the insurance card scanning interface and the patient's insurance card has been scanned in, the insurance card icon will be highlighted in yellow. When you click on the icon, the insurance card will display so that you can fill in the necessary fields. If you have the OCR version of the scanning interface, at the pop-up, you can click on the Import OCR button, and it will automatically fill in some of the fields with the information found on the card. Please remember to check this imported information to verify that the information has been interpreted correctly. The address lines in the top left are designated for the insurance provider's location information. If the specific format is not followed, the electronic claims will reject before they are even sent. Continuing down the left column are fields to hold basic information for the patient insured, including their name, address, date of birth, gender, and the patient's insurance account ID. In the top right column are fields for the insured's employer information. This information is required for New York State workers' compensation transmissions. The CH field indicates the number of the clearinghouse for sending electronic claims. This field will default from the settings in the insurance. This field will default from the settings in the insurance company master file. In N, the letter N will designate no clearinghouse. The fields to the right are for CHAMPUS documentation. If necessary, click the CHAMP link and enter the branch of service. The grade to enter their rank, and the status button to select the patient's military status. The payer ID is an identification for insurance claims to be sent electronically. This is a required field for a private or free to... This is a required field for a private or free text insurance that does not... For a private or free text insurance company that does not have a specific ID entered at the master file level, the code 98999 will be used. If the insurance company is set to send claims to a clearinghouse, that ID will not be acceptable and you will not be able to exit until a valid ID is entered. If the insurance company is a free text company and the NAIC code is blank in the master file, the NAIC and pay type fields will be accessible from the patient's insurance screen. If the insurance company is a free text company and the NAIC code is blank, Otherwise, the values in the master files will display, and these fields will be inaccessible from this screen. In certain states, the ECS carrier code is required on a... In certain states, the ECS carrier code is required on the primary insurance. In certain states, the ECS carrier code is required on the primary insurance when the second... Fuck! In certain states, the ECS carrier code is required on the primary insurance. If this is not a free text insurance company, these codes can be entered at the master file level. The group number field is simply where you can enter the patient's group number as it is on their insurance card. If it is a workers' compensation insurance, the workers' comp board number should be placed here. The insurance type field will automatically pull in the type designation when the insurance is selected. Please see the MedEnt manual for the full list of insurance type codes. At the bottom of the column, you can enter an insurance company plan name. If the insurance is a Medicaid insurance, click the plan name link to display a list of source codes that are valid for the selected state in the insurance company type. If the insurance is a Medicaid insurance, click the plan name link to display a list of source codes that are valid for the selected state in the Click the plan name link to display a list of source codes that are valid for the selected state in the insurance company type. Below is a list of all the account members using the insurance. Below is a list of all of the account members using this insurance policy. Each member line lists some important insurance information specific to the patient. You can click anywhere on the member line or the members button to access the members information screen. At the members screen, you will notice that all of the insurance information viewable on the members line can be found and adjusted at this screen. The member's name, date of birth, and coverage status are documented in the top right. If the insurance participates in eligibility checking, the insurance eligibility icon will display in one of four different colors, indicating the insurance status. The member ID number is the policy's unique identifier supplied by the insurance provider. The order of the insurance indicates the billing order if the patient has more than one insurance provider. The relationship link will display the relationship status of the member in relation to the insurance policy's primary carrier. The relationship link will display the relationship status of the member in relation to the insurance policy's primary carrier. To the right are fields for the effective and expiring dates of the policy. The onset date documents the onset of the condition for which the patient is being seen by your practice. This field is very important for a workers' compensation or no-fault insurance to record the onset of care for the related injury. When adding the onset date to the member record, the accident field enables you to designate if the incident is accident related. If the insurance is a compensation or no fault, this field will be used to record the approximate time that the incident occurred. The first service field should hold the date that the patient first scheduled appointment under the specific insurance policy. To the right of the first service field, clicking on the referring doctor link will prompt a list of providers from the referring doctor master file. The three fields below are required in the states of New York and Pennsylvania in order to submit the workers' comp. The three fields below are required in the states of New York and Pennsylvania in order to submit the workers' compensation cases electronically. The date of injury job title should state the position held by the patient at the time of the injury. The date of injury work activity should state the duties being performed during the time that the injury occurred. Click the disability source link to select an appropriate disability code for the patient. If the disabled status field is set to yes, the rest of the fields will become available to enter the information suggested. The log button at the top of the screen will display a record of any policy number changes as well as any changes to the member's specific information. And the log button at the top of the screen will display a record of any policy number changes as well as any changes to the member's specific information. The button line at the insurance information screen has several features important to managing the patient's insurance policy or policies. If the patient does have multiple insurance providers, you can access the list of active insurances by selecting the Next Insurance button. If the patient does have multiple insurance providers, you can access the list of active insurances by selecting the Next Insurance button. If the insurance requires a referral, click the Referrals button, and a screen will appear where you can view or edit any existing, incoming, or outgoing referrals. Click the New button at the bottom of the screen to create a new referral. To update the expiration of the policy, click the Expire button, and a pop-up will appear where you can change the expiration date by selecting the day on the calendar or typing the date into the field. Click the Deactivate button to remove this insurance plan from the patient's information. Click the Deactivate button to remove this insurance plan from the patient's information. Finally, the Log button will access the record of any activity in regards to the specific insurance plan. This concludes the Insurance Information Screen Overview video tutorial.